Edge will be there to safely perform on-site and in-field service, because we know that reliable equipment means better performance to keep your farm up and running. At OK Tire, we're here to serve you. To all the hardworking farmers, we thank you. OK Tire and Service, your Firestone Ag dealer. Better tires, better farm.
Good morning, it's 9:23. Sunshine in here, 46 degrees. Welcome to our Friday talk round. And I've been saying, I've been looking forward to this this interview, this talk, all week. Talking with Jay Jolson. And Jay, you really are a man about town. Every time I'm driving around, I see you out doing things. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
All Seasons Car Wash, okay?
Yep.
We're going to cover that today.
Okay.
We're gonna talk your truck with a sign in it, too.
Okay.
Okay? And basically everything else that you're tied up in.
Okay.
Because the last time I went to All Seasons, you said, okay, here's what I've got planned.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about LED lights, which you got installed, which I love out there.
Yep.
So when did it occur to you to make car washing an experience rather than just a car wash?
That's a good question. Basically, so as you put the car wash in,
mm-hmm.
the automatic, so I was looking online and stuff, and, you know, Facebook, and we're on Talk Car Wash, and people are doing that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I thought, well, first of all, now we're getting into this. So first of all, I needed to make sure when you put this automatic car wash in,
yeah.
we have a low car count's only like 1,700 cars a day.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger cities, you got thousands, tens of thousands of cars, right?
See, to me, I think that sounds high. But
it's not.
It's not. Okay, in comparison, yeah.
In comparison. So, like when we put the pet wash in, my thought was, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to use it. Well, then I can sell it. Well, that's turned out all right, and all these different things. So then when we put this automatic, I figured, well, we started the saying this is coming,
yeah.
you know, the procedure we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed to make a destination.
Right.
And we put stuff in like the, like I said, the pet wash. We have hand dryers in the self-serve. We got the undercarriage wash in the self-serve. Nobody in the area has that. Nobody in the Fargo has both those, all that. So that's how come. So then on the automatic side, well, we thought about putting the lights in because when people drive in sometimes.
I love those.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
They change as things go on.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a way to, so if sometimes you go in there and you stop, you put it in park and it actually goes back a little bit.
Yeah.
Tells you go forward. Well, some people get in there and get on their phone and pretty soon it times out and they get a phone call while your machine's not working. So that's why. So then I did put those.
So there is a method to the madness, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Okay.
And we're also going to be putting in, I haven't ordered it yet, in order to keep people off their phones when they go in there, because you need to pay attention.
You do. Follow the prompts.
Yep, and sometimes it stops, and you need to go forward or back.
Yeah.
So we're going to put a PA system in there, and your voice is going to be on it.
I love that.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Go forward, back, stop, stuff like that.
The white line is for loading and unloading only. How's
that?
There
you go. Yeah, good.
Did I pass the audition?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I love it. How do you think of all this stuff? I mean, I'm always amazed at what you come up with, because you're one of the few people I know that can take a single idea and do about four or five variations on a single idea. Since I've known you, you've been like that. It's like your mind has always been that way. Were you that way as a kid, where your mind just goes?
Probably.
Okay. And that's where it started. And
yeah.
you're great with numbers,
yeah.
too. So this business thing, you got this down. Now, I got to ask you, too, and backing up, do you miss the lawn business at all? Because that that was big for you. That's kind of how this all got started.
Right. No, I'm not missing that at all.
Okay.
It gives me free time to do what I'm doing. And my wife and I are getting away out of town more often. So
right.
I'm not missing that at all. Nope.
So again, I'm always amazed, and you know what? And this is going to sound kind of crazy, but you know what I like out there are the microfiber towels. When I'm done going through the wash, I can always come out and just totally dry everything off. Vehicle looks great.
Yep, that helps. I mean, that's the thing too. We've seen the guys at the distributor said, "Why don't you put microfiber towels in?"
Yeah,
because instead of having somebody towel it off, mm-hmm. hiring somebody, you just do it yourself, right?
Right.
So we thought we'd do that. So So then
I prefer it that way.
Yeah.
If you want the truth, I'd much rather do it that way.
Yeah, because you can get to your stuff, what you're thinking needs to be done and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good thinking.
Yep. Well, thanks.
Really good thinking. Jay, listen, I got to take a break for some news and ag news and weather here, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about kind of how all this got started. I know you've got some notes, too. Not like you and I have problems talking.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And we will get to that right after KBMW News and news from Ag Central.
This is the Ag Central Radio. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. 9:36. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Got a good little conversation going here with Jay Jolson. I call him Mr. All Seasons Car Wash. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Good to have you in here this morning.
Good to be here.
Talking about your business and work ethic. You've got a work ethic like very few. I mean, this is a good day's work is nothing new to you. Where did you learn that? We were talking about that during the break. And it's all of this stuff, this entrepreneurship mentality. You said that your family had, your dad had this.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Give us a little background on it.
Well, I look back, we'll go a little bit further back. So like I look at it as like the guys came back from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys worked like a son of a gun.
Right.
And they gave a lot.
Yeah.
So
you knew you were going to do this. I said, yeah. I'm crying every day in here. So
those guys had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So they just,
they put it out.
They put it out there.
Yeah.
So my dad, he tried many different things. You know, they had a cafeteria. They sold that when my oldest brother was born because it took a lot.
Yeah.
Him and his brother had a fuel delivery business, and they're involved in something else I didn't realize until this last summer. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that. And then his first cousin, which was a rod maker in Brainerd, but he built boats and stuff, and he was one of the first guys to put in your, you pull up to a dock and you put your hydraulic lifts down.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He came up with that idea.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
So all that, and my brother ranches, my other brother farms, and it's just been.
So this is in your blood. I mean, this is in your DNA, this kind of stuff.
Yep.
And again, how did you go from, you know, because there was, I knew you when you were in the building. You were doing a lot of financial work and financial consulting. And it just seemed like overnight, it's like, okay, where's Jay? And then suddenly, there's the Jolson Lawn Service. And then it's like, okay, and then you went from that to All Seasons. I mean, you know, and tell me about the progression. How did that happen?
Well, so when I left here, that was after the dot-com bust of 2000. So things kind of was tough to go. So that was Pro Financial, so I went out to Cargill about it, but the lawn mowing started in 97 after the flood.
It was around that long? I wasn't aware of that.
Yep.
Okay.
So we did a, well, Mary said, when we moved up here from Missouri, we had a riding lawnmower. I told Mary, I said, we just should sell that. We don't have a very big yard. Well, just keep it. We might need it. Well,
she knew.
Evidently. She wished she wouldn't have. So we did the bid for the floodlots in Breckenridge, and it started from there.
Okay.
And then when those started going away, well, we thought we'd do some advertising, and it continued to build. So it was also a way for the boys to learn something.
Yeah.
They're actually making more money than giving them an allowance.
Well, I want to bring that up, too. You had your kids working with you since they were very young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that would have 97. Chase would have been 5, and Cole would have been 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we just continued on to that. And then
right.
We started got big enough in 2005 that we had to hire some more people. And then it went built on from that.
Mm-hmm.
So then until last year, January this year is when we sold that business.
Yeah.
But during that, from 2001 until 2014, I was working out of Cargill at the same time. And then we were doing the mowing in the summer. Then finally got to where I was just too busy in the mowing, so we left Cargill.
Mm-hmm.
So then we bought the car wash to turn that into a shop.
When did that start? When did you first say, you know what, I think a car wash would be the way to go?
Well, when we were Pomida owned the old Pomida building.
Yeah.
We were taking care of that. And Chase was mowing over there, and he, you know, that car wash was for sale. And Chase said, well, You should go talk to Mel Tang and see if he wants to buy it.
Oh, that's right. It was Mel's building. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And we would turn it into a shop.
Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, we made the deal with Mel, and yeah, we're first going to turn it into a shop. And talking with Mel, well, then we're going to just keep 2 bays as car wash and then 3 bays as a shop. And then it was, well, 3 bays open and 2 bays to the shop. And then all of a sudden it was just 1 bay, and that was kind of for storage for winter for whatever.
Yeah.
So it was, continued to be a car wash because it's paying for itself, and it would be stupid to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kept making improvements over time as you could afford it, and kept promoting it, and it kept building the business. And then we added the automatic and 2.5 years ago. And it continued to grow, and it's still growing.
Well, and absolutely, and we talked about it too. How it's not just a car wash; it's actually a destination spot, and it's an experience. You go out there, you have a really good experience with it.
Yep.
You know,
and there are many people that have told me that their kids like to come out just to go through the automatic with them. They just love to wash the car or wipe it down or whatever.
I like the lights. That's a little kid in me looking at all the different colored lights.
Yep,
and
they
stuff.
Change. Yeah,
good stuff. And again, where do you see this going? I mean, are you done with it yet, or are you constantly just going to keep making improvements to this until it's, what's the vision?
Well, we took out those trees to the north to make a bigger turning area, and the plan is hopefully next year, well, you know, supply issues have been a thing.
That's been a problem,
That's been a problem, so the plan is to put in a bigger turning area there to make the traffic flow better.
Sure.
Then on the north, we bought the 2 acres behind us and kept that commercial, brought that from Brad last year. The plan, and it took me 5 years to get the automatic deal done, and it's in a very, very, very early stages yet, but I would like to put a truck wash in there.
Ooh.
An automatic truck wash, 100-foot bay, and that, again, would be about the closest one to doing something like that is in Minneapolis.
Okay.
But you'd pull in, and it's like it's a touchless. It's high-pressure water for trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks, you could pull in there with a motorhome. You could pull in there with a pickup with a backhoe on the back, and you wash that as it goes over. Mary and I and the Chase went down to St. Louis last month to the factory, and they took us around and showed us a couple truck washes.
Yeah.
So you pull in with your vehicle, it does a 3D image of that vehicle, so it knows how close to get. It always stays 2 feet away from your vehicle.
Yeah.
So if you have a truck and trailer, it'll go down between the trailer and the tractor to wash. One side, as it goes down, it hits the back of the truck, and the other side, it comes back up, it hits the front of the trailer. But that's a lot of money, so this is a very early stages.
Still planning. You don't have any problem embracing technology, do you?
Oh, no.
I mean, you understand that probably better than most. You don't have a problem taking that.
No, because I can run that automatic from my phone. I can turn it on and off, and we got cameras there to see. And no, I like technology.
Is that a curiosity? Is something that you've had since you were a kid? It's just you're constantly curious and constantly wanting to know and constantly wanting to see the next best thing.
Yeah. And that came from my dad too.
Okay,
I'm gonna throw this trivia thing out there.
Sure.
I can remember the day. It was in the mid to late 60s. My dad come walking around the house. He said, you know what? Someday we're going to have a TV on the wall. And that was in the 60s. I don't know where he came up with that, but he was very forward thinking.
And I think in this day and age, you kind of have to be. Otherwise, you just stay stuck or get lost.
Right.
So you got to be moving forward.
Yep. And one other thing on technology.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. We got time.
Is... if you guys don't know, on our website, All Seasons CW, excuse me, and also on our Facebook page, we have links there where you can look at, well, it'll show it's links that'll take you to a YouTube, a live video, a live shot of the truck, of the car wash, one's at the back to see how long the line is, one's at the front to see how busy it is.
Yeah.
That's to help you guys determine, well, I don't want to run out there. Well,
yeah,
you can look
online.
Right. So you can see how busy it is.
So it's convenient for people going out there. It's convenient for your customers. And
yes.
It's got to help you out, too, to be able to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. It does there, yep.
How many times a day do you hit on that thing or go and look and go, I wonder how we're doing today?
Well, if I'm at the office, I got the screen up all the time.
Yeah.
And in the winter, I check it quite often to make sure how we're sitting on the doors. But I can't give you a number because I check it a lot.
So again, entrepreneurship, and you're kind of a great example of that, Jay. What would you tell a kid just starting out, or somebody starting out just thinking, you know, what do I need to do? How do I need to get started with this? How do you move that needle forward?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
That's a big question.
That is a very big question. Well, if you come up with your idea, you want to do your research, you know what? Don't be afraid to fail. When you're thinking about this, before you pull a trigger, think about what's the worst thing that can happen.
Right.
And can I recover? How can I recover in case something falls apart?
Plan B.
That's one reason I went to Cargill for a long time, because before I pulled the trigger to go off on my own again, mm-hmm. it had to be making money and I had to be able to survive on. And you need to be persistent.
Yeah.
And you also don't be afraid to market.
Yeah.
And ask people. You can ask your family what they think of it. And you know what? They're probably going to tell you that's not going to work or whatever. You got to remember that you're the one who did the research.
Yeah.
So, yes, get their advice, but see if you can find somebody that's in that market and ask them for their ideas. And they might give you a positive or negative, but take that and go with it and think ways around it if it's a negative thing.
So don't be afraid to ask questions.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
And if somebody wants, they can give me a call, because I've had a few of those mm-hmm. over the time, just to bounce stuff off, because I'm willing to listen, and I don't know crap.
You know plenty, my friend.
And that's one thing, too. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, I screwed up.
Right. Well, do you think, too, and I'm going to get all philosophical here for a minute, that it really is a failure if something doesn't work and you back up, and like you did, take a little time to kind of figure out a new strategy and a new plan, and then that works, is that really a failure?
Oh, absolutely not.
It gets you to the next level.
It gets you to the next level. That's a good point.
Right.
No, whatever, if it's a failure, whatever, it's a mistake, just push forward. I mean, just, okay, yep, I screwed up, I need to make these changes, or what mm-hmm. can I do better?
Right.
It's not a failure.
Right.
It's a learning experience. Don't be afraid to learn.
Right.
Never stop learning, because if you do, you're going to die.
Yeah, and just be curious.
Exactly.
I mean, it's your curiosity that, you know, how does this work? How does that work? I wonder if this could work. I wonder if that could work. And you actually have the stones to go out there and make it happen.
Right.
So, again, don't be deterred by that.
Right.
That's a great message.
Yep. Well, thanks. And I got lucky.
Yeah.
Blessed.
They're a little bit of luck with that, too.
Blessed in luck.
Right. Plus, your wife helped you out, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You got a great person standing beside you,
absolutely.
Too,
it wasn't for family, I'd be in trouble.
Right.
Absolutely.
Jay, listen, we're out of time, but promise me you'll come back. We got to talk more about this. And keep us updated with the plans, too. You got a lot of good stuff in the planning stages, too. Congratulations
on the
success of that place. And thank you for bringing something like that to the community. That's what we're all about.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Jay Jolson talking All Seasons Car Wash and talking a lot of things, too. Entrepreneurship, kind of the theme here. It's 9:48. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.